My friend, just because there are seasons where you may walk in darkness doesn't mean that you have to let that darkness walk in you. As a Christian, we may experience trials and difficulties in our life. What is the answer? What do we do? Well, there's only one thing we can do. We must turn our eyes to the Lord. He is the one that will help us and strengthen us.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is a joy and a delight to be with you here today on Truth and Fact. And isn't God's Word good? His Word will speak to your heart. You know, God speaks, and God will say the right word at the right time and in the right way. He knows what we need. And perhaps this is something that you need right now. And I pray that it would encourage you. We are in the book of Job. Chapter 1, I want to read verse 20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. We find that Job went through a great difficulty, trial of all trials in his life. But what does he do? He worships the Lord. And I pray that we can do the same when we find ourselves going through a very dark time. I would like to share a little bit here about true Christianity shines in darkness. That's right. True Christianity comes to fruition even in the dark times of life or the difficult times of life. Now, it's difficult to comprehend the magnitude of what Job went through. I mean, this trial or test would be the trial of trials or the test of tests. There was a season where Job walked in darkness, a season of great difficulty, a season of hardship beyond what the mind can comprehend. Yet we find that Job did get through it. So I want you to be encouraged, because right now you may be listening to this program and you might be walking in darkness. You're saved, you're a Christian, you love God, you're full of the Holy Spirit, but yet you're walking in darkness, or you're going through a very difficult trial in your life. Job got through it, and I know that God will bring you through it as well. But in the midst of this darkness, I know that there are some great truths that can be revealed, and it's not an easy place. In fact, we know that it's a place of loneliness when you wonder where God is, and you wonder, does God love you? Does God see your situation? Does he see your need? Does he know what you're going through? Does he understand what you're feeling? And these are questions that will race through our minds during these times. The Bible says that Job was a man that was blameless, a man that was upright. This doesn't mean that Job was perfect as far as sinless perfection is considered. No, he made mistakes. He's not perfect. He needed a redeemer just like you and I need a redeemer. He needed a savior just like you and I need a savior. He's not getting into heaven by his goodness or good deeds or good works. He's saved by grace through faith. It's trust in the Lord. But Job being blameless and upright means that he was a man that trusted God. He was a man that followed the Lord. He loved God. He was blameless before others. He walked by faith. He lived righteously. He was a man of integrity. Oh, and how we need more men and women like that today, of integrity, that love God. In fact, we know that Job feared the Lord, and he turned away from things that were evil. He eschewed evil, if you will. And the Bible says, abstain from the very appearance of evil. Job was a man who desired to please the Lord, just like many of you listening right now. You love God and you desire to please the Lord. We also know that Job was a wealthy man, a man who was concerned for his children. He prayed for them. He was concerned for their soul's condition. He interceded on their behalf and he offered sacrifices before the Lord. This was Job. He was a godly man, and yet he would experience great calamity in his life. My friend, just because you're saved or a Christian does not exclude us from trials.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.